So the Chayalim here in Klal Lam and Siman Dalet says there is some people have the psukim that they say beforehand. And they say that pasuk. And there is an opinion which actually says that you say it before Kaddish. And the Chayalim is following the opinion that we don't do that. That we don't say the beforehand. So this is not part of Tekanas Chazal, and therefore in a place where you're not allowed to talk, it's not appropriate to say this pasuk. So you say your Heshmer Rabbah Mevorach Le'olam Olamei Amayah until Yisporach. Now there are different halachim in regards to actually saying Yisporach. The language of the Shulchan Aruch says you say until Ad Yisporach, and the question doesn't mean in Ad Yisporach including saying the word Yisporach as well. Or do we not say Yisporach in that situation? What's the appropriate thing to do? The question is, so the Magen Avraham says that really the issue over here is not Yisporach. The issue over here actually is not only Yisporach, but all of that paragraph. All the paragraph really needs to be said. Yisporach, Yishtabach, Yispar, Yisamam, Yisnasei. Etc. All the way till the end. It's to be said by everybody, but the one who's saying Kaddish through the process of Shemei Karina is being motzi everybody in their chiyuv. So, and therefore, there are some svardim which actually have the whole tzibur say the whole paragraph, and they say you should. In order that you should not be nipsik, mafsik between the olam l'me mayo and yisporach, they say olam l'me mayo, yisporach, yishtabach, and each one of the zebras says the whole thing. And they say it quickly, and meanwhile the chazan continues to say it also, and they finish before the chazan says brichu, and everybody says amen to the brichu and amen at the end of the paragraph. Magen Avraham says the minhag Ashkenazim is that we listen quietly. A person should not be davening that during that point in time. She should be listening to the chazan and being yetzer with the chazan. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah points out, according to that, in a scenario where the chazan started the first part of the paragraph quietly, for example, let's say the tzibur was saying Yehishmer Abba quite loud, and the chazan continued, went ahead while the tzibur was still saying Yehi Shmei Rabo. So everybody finishes Yehi Shmei Rabo Mevarach L'olam L'mei Mayo. The chazan's holding by somewhere in the paragraph. He's about to say V'yisador, means he already said Yisporach, Yishtabach, Yispar, V'yisamam, Yisnasei. So everybody in the tzibur who did not hear those words should actually say them. And again, what you'll have to do is catch up with the chazan. The chazan's already said those words. You're saying your own those words. Meanwhile, the chazan is going further, so you have to quickly say Yisporach, Yishtabach, Yispar, Yisam, Yisasei, Yisalem, Yisalem, Yisal, Shmei, Dekutcha, Brichu, Leila. And finally, you'll catch up with him by the word mean call, let's say, or Birchaso. As soon as you catch up to him, you're quiet. You finish up. You listen to the chazan saying the rest. So it's important to understand that we are being yotze with the chazan. So therefore, there's not according to that. Since I'm getzer with the chazan, it's not considered a hefsek between l'olam l'mei mayo and yisporach, because I'm immediately being getzer with the chazan. If I would finish in such a way that the chazan is not going to say yisporach for a while, so then since it says al pi kabbalah that the person should not interrupt between the end of yehishmer rabbah mevorach l'olam l'mei mayo and yisporach, say nechanami, a person should say yisporach to connect him into the next part of the paragraph. But in a scenario where you're able to be here and be yotze, so the Gros says that one does not say Yisporach. The Shulchan Aruch says the one does say Yisbarach. So you'll find the people who follow the Nusach Ashkenaz, in general follow the Gruah on this point, that you do not say Yisbarach. The people who follow Nusach Svar, the Chassidim, the Duta Mizrach, the Tzibur does say Yisbarach, like the Shulchan Aruch says to do. Now the Chayalim says that you say it b'kol kochoy, and we will explain the Bes Hashem in tomorrow's shir.